This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. A massive swath of southeast Washington farmland, nearly the size of Manhattan, goes on the auction block next week. The asking price? $210 million. The land sale is a casualty of the unraveling Easterday family empire after Cody Easterday's cattle swindle. Now two giant players are vying for the land just off the sweeping Columbia River. Correspondent Anna King has the details.
Among the likely bidders, potato giant Simplot, a large investment firm called Homestead Capital, and mid-Columbia ag tycoon Frank Teagues. But looming over the pack are two familiar titans you might not know as mega farmers, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Seattle's famous Gates family.
It's a magnificent sight, very picturesque.
That's Daryl Olson, who leads the Columbia Snake River Irrigators Association. He says few farms have such desirable water rights on land that grows most anything.
Not all properties have firm senior water rights, non-interruptible, either by regulatory process or by climate conditions. These water rights are very, very stable. And they will be stable into the future, even with changing climate conditions.
For the LDS Church, irrigated agriculture is God's work. The Mormon Church believes there will be an apocalypse someday, and land that can grow food will be highly valuable. That's according to Betsy Gaines Quammen, an historian focused on landscape. In her recent book, she argues the way Mormons view land ownership is shaped by the faith's own texts and history.
Varieties of ways of visualizing latter days, but there is an imperative in the way the church operates to prepare for a time of struggle. And by acquiring land, this is an act of preparation.
A disruptive global future may also be motivating the Gates family interest in the land, which is being managed by a consulting investment firm. Bullitt Foundation President Dennis Hayes notes that Bill Gates just wrote a book about climate change.
If you can say for sure that the world will be less agriculturally productive decades in the future, that there will be more droughts and more floods in the future, and that there's going to be more people in the future. You add all of those together, and agriculture looks like a fairly smart place to place a bet.
Neil Goplin helps large financial institutions lend money on land deals across the Northwest. He's noticed a lot of big parcels changing hands recently.
There's been that aspect of the large family-owned farms that, in some ways, are still family owned, but once you get into the big out of the area ownerships, it's definitely a concern to I think most operators as to how do they compete in the future.
And Goplin says that trend takes decision making on the landscape out of the region. The sale price and winning bidder will be revealed in mid-July at a federal hearing. Whether Mark Twain said it or not, the old sentiment is true of the bidders. Buy land. They're not making it anymore. I'm Anna King.